in awe and thrilling new living sound.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the latest photos and videos straight from the source. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. He is Nathan Zagura. I am Vic Carucci. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got some tweets we want to get into and more of the national sound regarding the Johnny Manziel weekend in Vegas. This on that same topic from James via Twitter. He said, I've had some of my better softball games with a hangover. Good for you, James.
Sometimes you never know what brings it out in you, right? You never know what brings it out. Basically, the bottom line, people are think it's a non-story. Andrew Morrison says, no big deal. Come on, leave the kid alone. Doug Patterson says, glad he enjoyed himself as well. Also, two quarterbacks started their careers with good running games for support, Ben and BK. So big people liking the fact that he will have a good running game. This is not the wrong system for him. It's good that he's got a strong defense and a strong running game. Blazer Doug says, the crux of the matter is Johnny has charisma. This bluster is just a way for C-Town critics to bolster their agendas, and certainly the national media as well. So I other than the one caller we got who was against it, really nobody at all has been against Johnny football or really doesn't even think it's a story. Some people, in fact, Ryimra says, makes me like him better. He's not trying to be something. He's not confidence to get it done. By the way, nice scenery around Johnny football.
Joe from Twitter said this. He said, I did at 21 exactly what Johnny is doing. And then in caps, a lot, exclamation point. No big deal if he wins games. Free time is free time. And I think that if he wins games, again, would be the application to everything this guy does or doesn't do, right? It's all about how is he going to perform when games are played. And, you know, what are we going to say? That every guy who has performed poorly, we're going to, because it's this guy, it'll be because he wasn't focused, because he let himself down, he wasn't grown up enough. And is that possible? Sure. But I'm going down a laundry list of players who were disappointments, who were first-round picks who didn't do well. And what did it at the end of it all, if you just weren't happy with the performance or the performance didn't go well for the guy, you were just as despondent over it as a fan of that team as you would be under any circumstances. So what difference does it make? Either you can play or you can't play. I firmly don't believe this is a factor in that.
Did Colt McCoy not succeed as a quarterback because he was out partying? No, Colt McCoy just didn't succeed because he didn't succeed as a quarterback. So to me, it just is what it is, and you live with it. This is what you knew you were getting when you had Johnny football. I have absolutely no issues with what he did. I have none whatsoever, and I know for a fact the team doesn't either, as you'll see tomorrow when the media is here and you get to hear about practice reports and things like that. Johnny Manziel looking good, feeling good. The team clearly happy with the progress he's been making, and that's the thing. Progress did not stop today. It continued for Johnny Manziel. That's what you want to see. That's what's good to see. Looked very good throwing the football. I thought Brian Hoyer also had a very strong day of practice today.
Did you see this tweet from Behind Enemy Lines, a regular on this program? He said, different take on Johnny in Vegas. Browns fans are paternalistic. I kind of like that. I think there is a certain thing that the team is your relative. And maybe in this case, when the more noticed player on the team is a young kid, and generally speaking, the demographic of fan base is going to average a lot older than that, old enough to parent him, people want to be that way. People want to worry about the players, even if they are of the same age or whatever, in ways of like, look, what we do is what we do as fans. We're knuckleheads. You're the guy who is going to help our franchise. You have the potential to make our lives better and more enjoyable by watching this team. I'm just paraphrasing the thought here that this guy is part of that. So as parents of that, we want to put you in a glass bubble if we can, and then pull you out when necessary to help this team win games. Study the most, do the most. And there is a paternalistic, I think Behind Enemy Lines has it nailed. I think there is a paternalistic perspective that maybe fans have about, and again, it's this guy because we're talking about this guy, but I think it applies and has applied to every player who's been part of this. And when you're around town and when you talk with people about the team, you know, it's okay for them to kind of criticize the family member, their brother, their sister, however they see this team to them. But for the player, you know, the players are somewhat their children, their sons.
That's right.
So don't you think that's a
Browns family?
That's a cool take, actually, by Behind Enemy Lines to explain why maybe there's this overreaction. But national media, I mean, this isn't what's inspired them to look at this. This is just the hot topic for them to get into this time of year. Heath Evans of NFL Total Access said he hears what Johnny says, but he doesn't believe him.
All the verbiage we've been hearing out of Johnny Football's mouth sounds great. All his spots about his character from the past, we still see. I don't hear this. I don't believe it. I want to see action. Yes, how many more Memorial weekends is he going to have to celebrate? A whole bunch. How many opportunities do you get in this business? Very few.
Well, there you go. He's saying that this is about opportunity, obviously, and he's saying that save the party and save the fun times for when you have the time to do it. Don't do it while you have this very brief time and brief career. What do you think of that?
Listen, I think that there is a time for the partying and there is a time for serious business. And here he had an opportunity to have a little bit of time for the partying. He did it for one day and he's back and he's at work and he's doing just fine. So I disagree with that assessment. I think when you're here, like he has been in Berea, where he has literally not taken, you know, didn't leave his hotel room while he was here, to go out and have one night of fun, I have no problem with it. Or one day of fun, I have absolutely no problem with it. Listen, it's not a big deal. And he knew about it. The team knew about it. They probably knew there was going to be media attention over it. And these people, listen, we talk the NFL every week, all year round. You need things to talk about, especially on a national show like that. So, yes, they're going to talk about Johnny Football because they know people are interested in them talking about Johnny Football. But I think it's overblowing it, overstating what's he supposed to do, never do anything. I don't think what Heath Evans is saying has any bearing on the success Johnny Football is going to have on the field when it matters. I think that Johnny Football needs to take care of his business while he's here, and he's going to do that. And I like the fact that he even brought his iPad with him. There's nothing that said he had to. That in itself was a little bit of an extra. And by all accounts from his teammates, he's working hard. He's studying hard. He's asking the right questions. He's paying attention in meetings and trying to get better at what he is brought here to do, and that's play quarterback and win games for this team.
Mike Golic, who is a Cleveland guy on Mike and Mike, said there is no issue with what Johnny Manziel did on Memorial Day.
Are we going to worry about every off weekend he goes to Vegas? Well, now, if all of a sudden on all the off weekends we see him at a different part of the country partying somewhere, maybe you start to have a little more of an issue. But this is Memorial Weekend. Everybody's looking for a party. They happen to be in Vegas for their party. I have zero issue with it.
No, there is the consistent with what you and I have been basically saying, and I think there's a common sense perspective there. And by the way, Mike Golic, you know, a fun-loving kind of guy, but he is a parent. He's got sons, Johnny Manziel's age, or one, at least one, I think, pretty close to that age, who are trying to make their way into professional football as well, not with the same position or fanfare as Manziel. And look, the other perspective on this, too, is that it's different for quarterbacks than it is for other positions. Again, there's ample history to support the idea that quarterbacks have had, if not maybe more, as much fun as anyone else, maybe even more so. But they'll get noticed for it, and they'll get maybe called out for it, whereas players at other positions, no one's fussing over Gronk being in that picture. Rob Gronkowski. Why? Because that's just par for the course with Robin.
Or Chandler Jones can't even get mentioned for being in the picture.
And this is what Heath Evans, okay, and our producer Jason Gibbs just mentioned that. Let's hear what Heath Evans had to say about judging the standard of quarterbacks.
Rob Gronkowski, go be a tight end. We already know Rob's a knucklehead. Right. And Bill's going like, oh, what's my tight end doing now? But it's not the quarterback. You are judged differently. When you are the face of a franchise, when you are put in control of 10 other men, every single down in and down out, your expectations are raised, and he doesn't get it.
Well, again, you can set the standard. Now, Heath Evans was a teammate of multiple quarterbacks, including Drew Brees, Tom Brady. He has seen it from maybe a different perspective, and let's use the Brees standard, okay? And Brees, by the way, who is taken special interest in Johnny Manziel, at least to observe him as a player. A lot of similarities in the height-weight thing and their games and so forth. And, you know, if Johnny Manziel can have even a half of the success that guy's had as a pro, I think a lot of people would be pretty happy with Johnny Manziel if he realizes that or goes on to better stuff. But the quarterback, the leader, commander thing, I will say this, and I'm going to just speak as an observer, and another, let's hear from other players if we can at some point who in the huddle what their problem may or may not be. But as an observer of quarterbacks who have had the so-called partying reputation, did they have less respect from their teammates? Were they viewed as less leaders? I can assure you, no. And I'm talking about, again, Hall of Famers. I'm talking about the Jim Kellys of the world. I'm talking about the John Elways of the world. I know that's a name that isn't necessarily a favorite to hear around here, but I'm just giving you some examples. Yes. That guys who have had their fun and with teammates and such, it wasn't like they didn't have the leadership to go with it.
Absolutely. All right. Hopefully we can put this issue to bed now. Non-issue. End of story here. Johnny Manziel, congrats on having a great weekend. And now let's have a great week of practice here in Berea. When we return, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Jim Donovan will check in with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.